following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Live from Progressive.
Flo here. Let's take another question.
Hi, Flo. I saved a ton of money with Progressive's discounts.
Great, but that's not really a question.
Oh, you're right. I saved a ton of money with Progressive's discounts?
Still not quite right, but you get the idea. Progressive makes it easy to save.
Right.
Discounts for safe driving, owning a home, and more. Now that's Progressive. Call or click today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
O'Reilly. With temperatures on the rise, the heat inside your vehicle reminds you that summer's right around the corner. If your AC is blowing hot air, O'Reilly Auto Parts can help. While you may need to eventually service your AC unit, get immediate relief with InterDynamics R134A refrigerant for $14.99. O'Reilly Auto Parts, better prices every day.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's 11 a.m., and that means it's time for the Doug and Daddy Show. You know the guys, but let's learn a little bit more about our hosts. First up, Sports Director Doug Duda.
If he were to give you directions, you'd never get lost, and you'd arrive at least 5 minutes early. His legend precedes him, the way lightning precedes thunder. If he were to mail a letter without postage, it would still get there. His blood smells like cologne. The police often question him just because they find him interesting.
Now let's learn a little bit more about Big Daddy Tony Davis.
His charm is so contagious, vaccines have been created for it.
When it is raining, it is because he's thinking about something sad. His hands feel like rich brown suede.
His personality is so magnetic, he is unable to carry credit cards. He never says something tastes like chicken, not even chicken. He's a lover, not a fighter. But he's also a fighter, so don't get any ideas.
Find out what it is in life that you don't do well, and then don't do that thing.
Lucky for us, the guys are good at talking sports. So let's head to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. What do you talk about now that there's no Husker football? Well, you talk about guys that are playing in the NFL. You talk about teams that are playing postseason baseball. You talk about conference track and state soccer and the districts that are going on. And you talk about college signings. It's the Doug and Daddy Show. It's all coming your way in the next hour, plus your chance to be a winner here on ESPN 1460 and 1550. Doug Duda along with Big Daddy Tony Davis. Jeff doing the producing. Daddy, Jeff will not be here on Friday. Apparently, he has something better to do.
Oh, really?
He will be graduating from the University of Nebraska at Kearney.
Oh, and you're missing this for that?
Unbelievable. Are you like wearing a suit underneath? Are you wearing swim trunks? Are you going somewhere in between?
Probably not suit, but, you know, a nice shirt and tie. Mom's going to be in town, so I got to look nice for her.
Awesome.
Congratulations, buddy.
Thanks, Big Daddy.
You've overcome a lot in your 8 years at UNK.
Four
in a row.
Yeah, I somehow got out of there at exactly four. Didn't do the 5 or 6 year route. Not that there's anything wrong. I mean,
see, Jeff didn't have it handed to him as a youngster like you did, Daddy.
You're absolutely right. Jeff understood 12 hours did not get you far. But I figured that out at an early age. That's a full-fledged. You're a full-time student, 12 hours. I was good at the 12-hour day at 15, not so good, really bad at 18. Always had to drop 2 classes to get down to 12. That's a very manageable load at the college ranks.
We were talking about these guys that are going to summer. Yeah, they're going to take summer class. They're going to get 6 or 9 hours in. They're transferring 12 in. They're already a semester and a half ahead before August even rolls around. I don't even know what if I got 18 in a year. Coming up, Stephen Gooden from UNK. He is also a free agent signee with the world champion New York Giants. Damon Day, Loper baseball coach. We'll also be talking with Bill Carlin, Adams Central track coach. Lou Platt is set for tomorrow. Also, some other news going on out there that we want to get to. The New Orleans Saints bounty program case has just broke. Jonathan Vilma and 3 others suspended for the entire year. One of those not even with the Saints anymore. We'll get to that in a little bit. But last night, Daddy, the 3rd annual Loper Football Scholarship Foundation banquet. Great attendance. and they did well. The pocketbooks were open. Everybody's happy with this great weather, apparently.
Well, I think, you know, and just the attendance. I believe 650 tickets were sold is what I was told early in the night. You know, comparatively speaking, from last year to this year, I thought was night and day, just the turnout. And it was great to have the Loper players. They put together a highlight reel. It was, you know, it was one of those shorter, sweeter deals in and out of there. I think we were out of there by 9 o'clock and moved along.
Oh, so you were just past your bedtime.
I was just past my bedtime. I missed, you know, missed my shows. But what do? I do that for Loper football.
You DVR them and you watch them tonight.
Well, that's a great point. I will do that. But one of the people that was in attendance there is now a member of the New York Giants football team. He's live in studio, better than being dead in studio. Stephen Gooden from Hastings High.
Like my co-host most of the time and me some of the time.
Hastings High, congratulations, big guy. That's a super deal. And when you're an offensive lineman, you don't have all the stats, and they can't, you know, how many yards you throw for, how many blocks you make. But you did catch the eye, and you got a phone call.
Yep, thanks. Definitely did. Just glad to be in the position I'm in right now. Hopefully take advantage of it.
How many teams contacted you? And we've talked with a lot of guys that are on that bubble, whether they're going to get drafted, whether they're a free agent. You got options sometimes. Sometimes you have one or two. How many teams were truly interested in at least talk to you a little bit?
I know before the draft finished, or before the draft started, I had two different teams that told me that they'd want me to play for them, the Seattle Seahawks and the New York Giants. And there were another number of teams that were interested also. Just getting film and kind of talking to me a little bit, but they never really told me if they want me to come and sign as a free agent. So
you're sitting at home with your parents, with your family, and friends, I'm assuming, you know, doing whatever it is. You're watching the last round. Take us through how long after the draft when the phone rings. I mean, you're on pins and needles because you want the phone to ring, but staring at a phone hoping it rings doesn't help either.
Definitely not. No, I was with my family and my girlfriend. And we were just sitting towards the end of the seventh round, and I got a phone call from the Giants offensive line coach, and I had his number saved in my phone, so we kind of all went silent and just kind of waiting to hear the news. And he was really interested. He wanted to know how my wrist was doing because I broke that back in football season. And he was like, he told me, he goes, okay, we'll call you back. Your medical grade's not too great, but we'll call you back in a little bit, let you know what's going on. And then my agent called me right after that, said they were on the phone with him. He goes, okay, we'll I'll call you back as soon as I can, let you know. So sat there for about 20 minutes, kind of wondering, didn't really know what was going to happen with my wrist because I was, they said, I don't like you when you're hurt. But about 20 minutes later, my agent called me back and said they worked it out with the Giants. So everyone got really excited and pretty pumped up.
$2.3 million signing bonus.
Yeah, obviously. That's what's going on. Yeah, it's a second contract anyway. That's what Crick told me. Don't worry about this first deal. Was the girlfriend worried that Kim Kardashian's from New York? You're going to New York. Any concern there?
No, I don't think so.
She's good. Okay. Yeah. Well, as long as the girlfriend's happy, you know.
Stephen Gooden signs a free agent contract with the New York Giants, a former UNK football player. All right, at this level, you're playing football. You're trying to win RMAC championships. At what point does the coach, whoever that was, whether it's Daryl, whether it's your position coach, pull you aside and say, hey, there's going to be some guys here watching. There's some potential for you to be in the NFL. Was this junior year? Was this sometime this year? When did you kind of first get the wind that you might have a chance to play at the next level?
Well, the first person that ever mentioned it to me was Coach Crocker, and that was my freshman year. And I don't know how he would have known way back then, but I just kind of thought he was just kind of using it to motivate me a little bit. But I didn't really start thinking anything would actually happen until probably my junior year is when some scouts started coming around for some of the older guys, and they wanted to take my measurements and all that stuff, and that's kind of when that started setting in.
I'll be honest with you. It was before you got hurt. You broke a leg and you got a medical redshirt for another year.
Yeah.
It was before that that Coach Crocker, in a conversation, I always ask, he said, who's got potential? And he said, Gooden from Hastings is a, and then you can fill in the blank. I'm not going to do that. Like Coach Crocker can use the words.
Beast.
But
Beast was,
yes,
the
Beast.
Word.
It, yeah, was started with a B, but it wasn't, yeah, Beast. It was you got to like that, though, when coaches have confidence in you and see something in you that maybe you'd never saw before. Like you said, probably did put a little poke in the butt and say, hey, maybe I can do this.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, I was just a freshman, not even playing or anything, just redshirt year, and he mentioned that to me. My goal at that time was just to get up to a starting spot. And kinda, you know, but that did motivate me a little more to help me get to where I was.
Did you talk to Coach Rebarger in the process? When have you talked to him since?
I called him up Saturday night after I found out what was happening, but I haven't I wish I talked to him a little more. I haven't talked to him for a couple months since basketball season, watched my little brother play basketball. So,
Little brothers, if you got big brothers getting a call from the New York Giants, I bet they're pumped.
Oh, yeah. They're real excited.
Steven Gooden with us here in studio for another couple minutes on the Doug and Daddy Show. Okay, what's next? When do you leave? What are you expecting? I mean, you know as well as we do, it's you got to do something special to catch the eye of the coaches to have a chance to stick around and maybe eventually make a practice squad or a roster like Brodeen has done here. So that's got to give a little confidence that it can be done. But when do you take off and where do you go?
I'll fly out to New York on the 10th, and then we'll have rookie mini camp the 11th through 13th. And then as soon as that's over, I'll start training for the next 6 weeks up there. Just kind of working on everything with the team. And then I'll come back to Nebraska at some point late July for a little bit before I go back to New York for football season. But definitely going to be a lot of hard work ahead of me, trying to make the roster and stuff like that.
Now, don't become alarmed if Coach Coughlin yells at you, because I think he's done that to a lot of people in the past.
Well, but he's given, if you look at their roster, it's not all BCS players. And every roster has some non-BCS players, but he had some D2 and small college players on there, and Coach Laughlin Coughlin came up through the through those ranks. So does that put you at peace, put you at ease of mind that you know you got a legitimate shot?
Yeah, definitely. Another thing, their offensive line coach, Pat Flaherty, he played Division II football, too, back in his college days. So I think that was maybe another reason that they're giving me a shot. And that really helps out. And kind of, I know they signed another Division II player as a free agent also. So I think that, I mean, they have faith in the Division II players and, you know, kind of, you know.
Do you need a – it's weird because, like you said, when you're a redshirt freshman at UNK, you're thinking the first day of practice, gosh, do I fit in here? Can I play here? Can I move up to that level? Now to go to the ultimate level, is confidence, I mean, something that you're okay with, or going in there, is that something that you're kind of scratching your head going, how do I fit into the mix, or are you saying, I fit into the mix?
You know, I'm confident. I'm a little nervous. It's going to be a big step at first, but I think, you know, I'll be able to take that step with a little bit of coaching and stuff and practice and everything. But, you know, it's definitely a bigger step. I mean, high school to college was a big step, but this is college to the NFL, and this is a huge step. But I know I'll probably take a little bit of time, but I'm definitely confident in myself being able to take my play to the next level.
If you're sitting there and Eli Manning walks up and shakes your hand, I would pee my pants if I'm putting on shoulder pads. I mean, that's he just won two Super Bowls. He's this and that. Is that pretty exciting for you?
It's definitely exciting. Never really thought I'd get a chance to meet all these guys. And, you know, you see them on TV playing every week, and it's going to be pretty awesome getting a chance to meet all of them. They're all great football players, and it's going to be hard not to be in awe of them. But, you know, you're just going to have to remember that now I'm playing up there, and I got to prove myself to you.
Have you done the numbers game? Have you looked and said, okay, they've got this many people that could play my position, and they're only going to keep this many? Have you done that yet?
Not really. I looked at how many offensive tackles and offensive guards they have, and I know they have a lot of offensive tackles right now, but what I'm going to be playing is guard, so that kind of helps me out a little bit.
Is that one of the things that maybe drew them to you, was your versatility? You played both guard and tackle.
Yeah, I think so. I think that's one of the things that Coach liked, and he told me that I'll be playing mostly guard, but I will be getting reps at tackle too, so that, I mean, when you can play multiple positions, it really makes a difference.
Daddy, is this the time we break the news to him?
What's that?
We're both Dallas Cowboy fans, and we now officially hate you. No, we are Dallas Cowboy fans, and we hate the Giants. But we will root for you, obviously. We want you to make the roster. We want you to fill in. Have you talked to Mason Brodeen? Or any players that have been to this level? Have you got some advice on what to expect more than just, hey, show up at practice?
Yeah, I called Mason up the next day on Sunday, and he had a lot of advice for me, just tell me you keep working hard and stuff like that. Just go up there and work my butt off, because that's what he did. It's going to take a lot to prove myself, but I just got to keep doing what I've been doing.
You know,
what?
One of the guys on First Take says if you want to get noticed, you got to start a fight the first day of practice and not against a veteran.
Yeah, I have heard that. We'll see.
You know, Daddy, the good thing about Steven is he doesn't have to worry about Mason, at least not the same kind of hazing. Brodeen had that, you know, Beaufort hairdo that he got shaved out of here. Steve got it nice, tight, don't have to worry about it, man.
Well, Doug, you go into this deal. I think the excitement level, you've got all the attention in New York, and it's split Giants and Jets, and you can pick your newspaper who's on the front page. But to fit in that group, yeah, we do hate the Giants, but there's not a more exciting place I can't imagine to play football.
I hate the Jets, too, so it's equal. Steven, you've been to many baseball games this year? You friends with any of those clowns?
No, I haven't been to any of them, actually.
Well, Damon Day's coming in next. We're going to let you get out of here and go find some real good air conditioning somewhere because, God, is it hot in here.
It is very hot.
I can't believe it. Congratulations. Great career at UNK, and best of luck. Hopefully we'll be talking to you when you make that 53-man roster.
All right, thanks. Thanks a lot.
Steven Gooden from the University of Nebraska at Kearney. We'll take a break and continue on with Damon Day right after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
When fire or water damage strikes, you're faced with two choices. You can be ruined, or you can be ready with the help of the cleanup and restoration specialists at 1-800-SERV-PRO. And making sure you're prepared starts by downloading the new Ready Plan app from SERV-PRO. With a touch of a screen, it's designed to help every life that's been touched by fire or water. So visit servpro.com/ready and put help in the palm of your hand today with the new Ready Plan app from SERV-PRO, helping make fire and water damage like it never even happened. Franchises are independently owned and operated.
Every day, businesses lose critical customer and financial data as a result of cybercrimes, human errors, and natural disasters. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Barracuda Backup Service combines local backup and deduplication for rapid restores with data storage in the cloud for fail-safe disaster recovery. Protect your critical data. Visit barracuda.com/backup to try Barracuda Backup Service free for 30 days. That's barracuda.com/backup.
So, it was a Friday night. One of my buddies won the play pool, the other one to go grab a bite to eat, and me, well, I just wanted a cold beer and some good entertainment. So to keep everyone happy, we went to Cunningham's Journal. It's like three places in one. Upstairs is the loft where you can play pool and listen to some good tunes. Outside is the courtyard where they have live entertainment every week. And inside, there are a bajillion TV screens with all the games any sports fan can handle. Great food and, of course, the coldest beer in town. So problem solved. Everyone's happy. Thanks to Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
The Horse Racing Radio Network, your exclusive home for Kentucky Derby 138.
They're into the stretch. Find that bird is going clear in the Derby.
Smarty Jones goes on to win the Kentucky Derby.
Big Brown is a superstar. He'll win the Kentucky Derby.
Animal Kingdom wins the Derby.
The 138th Kentucky Derby, coming Saturday, May 5th.
Hear all the action on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Areas of patchy fog are possible early on today, then partly sunny skies develop. A slight chance of scattered showers or storms late with a high in the upper 80s. Tonight, slight chance of showers and storms cooling back to a low of 56.
Right now, it's 75.
Oh, you don't know me, but you make me so happy. I tried to call you before, but I lost my nerve. I tried my imagination.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Coming up, we're going to talk with Damon Day, UNK baseball coach, Bill Carlin, Adams Central track coach. We've got the American Legion Baseball Barbecue and Fundraiser coming up on Friday night at Broadfoot Sand and Gravel. We'll give you a chance to win some tickets to that towards the end of the show today as well.
But, Doug, it's lunchtime, and you've already taken your lunch three times. That sandwich is getting old. It's a good lunchtime at Cunningham's. They're waiting for you. They got the new menu out. Appetizers, we like the Journal Bites or the Husker Ribs, but then break it down any way you want it. The burgers are excellent. Try the Juicy Lucy or go for the Philly cheesesteak wrap. That's what I've been doing lately. Burgers, salads, gourmet sandwiches, French dips, pizza. The list goes on. It's all at Cunningham's. They're open for you at lunch. They're open for you at night. Great drink specials day and night. Cunningham's Journal, the loft, the courtyard. They've got it all. Located 23rd Street on the bricks, downtown Kearney. It's a place to be.
Well, Daddy, a bit of news that came out this morning. Connor Baronic has made his college basketball decision. He worked out for Coach Miles at Nebraska, and he is going to go to Doan. So we'll talk more about that, but wanted to let you know, and I know you are not happy about that.
Well, it's awesome if you're a Doan Tiger fan.
Well, and Coach Day is going to be able to touch on that because, obviously, coming from that realm and moving on to Division II, we'll talk to him about that here in a sec. Our Loper Link is brought to you by CharterWest National Bank of Kearney. Let Russ Smith help you with all your lending needs. You have the reasons. They have the loans. And by our friends at Garrett Tire Tread and Appliance, they have on-the-farm tire service. No more downtime when you contact Garrett Tyre. Good morning, Damon.
Morning, gentlemen.
Getting ready for 11 days on the road because they go to Regis this weekend, and they stay there because Pueblo's hosting the conference tournament right after that. Damon, just your thoughts on recruiting now, what it was like at the NAIA level when you were at dear old Dome. And
Dana,
and UNK, and competing against, I don't know that we compete against 1AA around here or Division I, but kids that are that tweener, there's so many of them out there. You're looking for a home run that somebody missed on. Talk about the difference in recruiting at those levels.
Well, I think when you can compare the private school, I look at it more private school, public school. You know, when you look at a Doan Tigers, they're going to offer somebody, you know, $13,000, whereas we're going to offer somebody $1,000. And a lot of times it's hard for parents and the kids to get their head around when you're playing out the percentages. $13,000 ain't that much when you're paying $35,000 to go to school, but it looks like you care a whole bunch,
yeah.
You know, and so for that, that's something that's tough to sell. You know, that's a tough sell to try to explain that away, the $12,000 to $15,000 difference that Doan can do or an NAIA school can do, because theirs isn't hardcore cash. You know, they're working more on a discount rate that they got to get for their student body. You know, so when they say it's going to be $25,000 a year, that's not what the majority of people are playing. They got to get to a certain percentage or number. And with us at the university system, it's hardcore cash. It's you can't offer something. We're not discounting you. You know, so
it costs X. We're giving you X.
Right.
You got difference. That's what you pay.
Right. And so that does have a big effect in recruiting. You know, we've found that the changeovers in conferences affecting recruiting from a standpoint of. Let's face it, you know, we were doing well out in the Denver area, and now those kids aren't as excited. Not the top kids, but those filler kids aren't as excited because mom and dad isn't going to get to see them play 8-10 weekends a year. And then you kind of run into the whole – everybody knows the MIAA is the real deal, and everybody knows the amounts of money that are being spent in some of those programs. And so when you run into when you talk about recruiting – it really just comes down to that individual kid and what he's looking for. As a coach, as a school, we can only do what we need to do from a standpoint of putting our best foot forward. But at the end of the day, it's what that young person feels most comfortable in. It's what that young person and his family feel the most comfortable with. And sometimes you can't do anything under the sun to sway them to go your way. And so a lot of times the university, unfortunately for us, we have a great university here. That's what's going to sell the young man. And then the baseball side of it or the basketball side of it and the scholarship side of it kind of come in from that side of it. And so, you know, I always say it's a personal preference thing. Someone can look at you and say, this is a great fit for me. Some people can look at you and say, not so much for me. In the state of Nebraska, probably more so than any other state I've ever been in, and then I've ever been around since I grew up in Indiana and kind of made my way, I have never seen a state that is more fixated on the Division I moniker, the Division I, I'm going Division I type of thing. I may not play. I may score a point a game type of thing, but they will go to, in baseball, we find it all the time. Well, I'm going to Northeast Southern State, West Texas A&M University. That's a small D1 in the middle of Midland, Texas. I'm going there. They ain't won a game in 4 years, but I'm going to go there rather than come to UNK and battle for a conference title, just so I can walk in the bar after my career is over with and I would play D1. And people will agree, disagree with me, but I have never seen a state that is more fixated than that. And that's why UNO went Division I.
Nebraska football, baby.
Well, hey, I'll tell you what, I'm not going to get into it because I told you guys before I'm going to keep it calm and clean and everything else. And I understand Husker football, but I always joke, if our players cared as much about what goes on in the fall baseball-wise as they do about what goes on with the Huskers, we would not have the problems that we are running into this spring. And it's the damnedest, darndest thing I've ever seen. And I don't mean to burst anybody's bubble, but the Huskers aren't that good anymore. I mean, honestly.
This comes from a disgruntled Browns fan.
Yeah, hey, you're talking to the guy that can't pick a winner when it comes to football, but I can't understand that. Who is it? The Mr. Mr. Sean or whatever, that guy makes probably $1 million a year making up stuff in the middle of April about Joe Schmo just ripped out his shoe yesterday in practice. So now they're worried about his running style and his gait. They don't think his hips are going to get as low because he's blown out three pairs of shoes this week. I mean, they're just making stuff up. I'll hear my guys repeat it verbatim in the locker room. Did you hear about so-and-so? Blew out three pairs of shoes this week. They don't know what we're going to do about it. Next thing you know, you're going to have 10 guys calling in. They're like, what's Coach Day talking about? Who blew out their shoes? We can't be having that. Do we got to go? We got to get Nike. We got to talk to Dr. Tom Osborne. We got to get rid of Nike. We got to get rid of Adidas. We got to get to Nike. These guys' shoes cannot be blowing out. So you guys can tell. I've been on the road to Las Vegas, New Mexico last week. Yeah. And now I'm getting ready for an 11-game road trip. And I'll tell you what, our bus driver on Sunday night, Monday morning, there's trips that you kind of sit back on and you'll remember for a long time. That fog, and God bless my wife, she's not listening to this. I was scared. You could see about 3 feet in front of you.
Coming through the mountains.
How many hours on the how many hours straight are you guys on that bus for? How often do you stop? When you go to
Like on the way home, we stopped once. We just rolled. You just try to get home as fast as possible.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the baseball team.
I thought you brought me in on the Loper League.
You do have to go back out, play Regis. It seems to be feast or famine for your ball club here in the last month. You're either taking series or you're getting swept. It's not one or the other. It's not like the games aren't somewhat competitive when you're winning all four or losing all four. Your team is going to make the postseason tournament, but it sounds like you're still not quite sure what to expect from this crew.
Oh, you don't know what you're going to get. I mean, I've put up 10 different lineups. I've tried every different coaching tactic on their son, and you know, we just lack an ability to be consistent. And so something that we've always prided ourselves on is our ability to be consistent. You always kind of knew what you were going to get with the UNK team. No matter what, we were going to do some things very, very well, and we were going to hide our weaknesses very, very well. But it seems like this year we've kind of been exposed in some areas. And you know, it's the old adage, if we play great defense, we don't really score any runs. And if we pitch it really well, we don't score any runs. And then if we swing it, well, we can't get anybody out. So it's just when you're having a rough season and you can't really get yourself going, the minute adversity hits, it's here we go again. And they're young people. And so you got to try to just keep teaching lessons. You got to try to keep as many teachable moments. And at some point, you just stop talking. And you pat them on the butt and you tell them that, you know what, just keep playing hard. Because I will give this team an utmost amount of credit from the standpoint of when you have a season like this where things don't go your way and expectations aren't met, you can get a lot of attitude issues. You can get a lot of off-the-field issues. You can get a lot of heart and desire issues. And God bless these young men because they haven't. They have played as hard as they possibly can. They've never thrown in the towel. Sometimes it doesn't look like that they're giving the greatest amount of effort, but they're trying. And when you're young and you have had mistakes prone, man, you do lose a lot of confidence. You know, we were a game away from the World Series last year, and it seemed like every button I pushed last year, something great happened when I pushed that button. Even me as a 14-year head coach, you sit back after a game, and I've never questioned. I mean, I'm not saying I'm perfect, but I've always had strength and conviction in my decision-making. I can sit in a hotel now for 2 hours after a game, not say a word, and just think back about, well, what if I would have done this, or what if we would have done that? Because when you lack success, you lack confidence, and when you lack confidence, you lack the ability to be as good as you possibly can be. And so just proud of our guys for still wanting to try to be as good as they can be.
Damon, I was just going to say, in the middle of that, baseball has a way of evening things out. And you go back to not just last year, some good things have happened, some breaks have happened for you. And then, you know, to have them all mount up one season, it just seems like a punch in the face after another punch in the face. It's kind of baseball, isn't it?
Without a doubt. And when you – over 162-game schedule, it all evens out. So we're really on the third year of 162 games. And the last – this year – I've said out many times, last year that ball would have fallen fair for us. And that two runs would have scored and we would have taken the lead. This year, it's foul by a foot, the guy strikes out. You know, this year we don't get that call on the black that we got last year. And so you can kind of go through the whole thing, and it's humbling. I mean, like I said to our team yesterday, because, you know, we're making some roster changes and doing some different things. So a lot of guys left yesterday, and so now we're just kind of stuck with the core of the team. And I told them, you know, yesterday, you just got to keep going. You just got to keep doing your thing. And through the ashes, we will be a stronger program for this. You guys will be – you guys will take these lessons that you learn and be a better baseball player, be a better person moving forward, because everybody can handle a lot of success. Success is easy. You know, success is easy to handle. It's what we've gone through this year and the way that we've gone about doing it that'll teach these guys a lot of lessons. And you can already start to hear guys talking about, you know, I don't like to get into mantras or whatnot, but you can hear a lot of the guys already saying that, I'm going to do whatever it takes this summer to restore UNK back to what it needs to be. Now, it's a little different because we're moving into a different conference. Because I'd go out on a limb right now and say we would win the RMAC next year by 10 games. I mean, I could literally say that, but we're not going back into the RMAC. So I think we'll be competitive in the MIAA type of thing.
Doug, my favorite stat in baseball is, and sometime this summer you'll hear it, August 5th you'll hear, pick the team. Detroit Tigers have lost 31 games by one run. Well, how many did they win by one run? 23. Well, okay, 31's a staggering number.
Yeah.
But when they've won 23 of them, they've only...
That's eight.
Yeah, it's just one of those stats that you seem to be those deals are against you.
I also like the analogy of the ashes, because obviously controlled burns, you know, make the field more rich, make it stronger, make it tougher for the years to
come. I'm bringing you in as a motivational speaker this afternoon, and I want you to tell them that when you have a burn, it brings up flowers, because with this crew, they will look at you and. What is he talking about?
Like most people laugh. We got Regis this weekend, and then you're pretty confident that it'll be New Mexico Highlands in the first round of the tournament. Highlands had your number out there. What do we got from Regis? Take me through these two series.
Regis is 25-20, trying to basically beat us this weekend and beat us big, because that would put them at 29-10 heading into that last NCAA regional ranking going into a conference tournament, to where if they could put together one or two wins and get themselves into the late rounds, they might be able to unseed somebody. And so from that standpoint, that's kind of Regis's mindset of this is a big weekend. For us, I think it's really a deep breath weekend from the standpoint of finals are over with. The season hasn't been great. We're taking the guys to a Rockies game on Sunday. We got some team building stuff going on Monday. We're going to be out of town, so it's going to be on the road. It's kind of the last, I don't want to say hurrah for our guys, but there was an energy yesterday in practice. You could definitely tell that the guys were excited. The guys are kind of, after this weekend was quite a low for us. You always got to hit rock bottom before you start to climb out type of thing. And I think losing that game number two on – Yeah, losing game number two on Saturday against Highlands was pretty much as low as it can get for us. And so I think our guys kind of have that attitude right now of, you know what, worrying about it and playing nervous and playing tentative and trying too hard isn't really working. So let's just go out and play. Let's just go figure it out. And so, you know, we have some guys that are putting together some really good seasons for us.
Tommy Barnes, he got off to a hot start, and he hasn't backed off. Brian's got double digits in home runs.
Yep.
I mean, those are a couple of numbers that stood out to me.
Yeah, Tommy Barnes has had a great year. Brian Weiss has had a great year. Dylan Schroeder and Reed Carter, two of our young freshmen, were just nominated for freshman, RMAC Freshman of the Year, which will be decided next week, Dylan Schroeder being a Kearney kid. Brandon Pacheco has had a phenomenal season that kind of came out of nowhere for us. Another Kearney guy, Blake Johnson, can't say enough about that young man. I mean, he wasn't a guy that was even on our roster in February, and now he's starting against nationally ranked teams and getting some playing time. And so those are some guys that have really had some big years and done some good things. And you can see the foundations there. We've looked good at times, but unfortunately we haven't looked good enough times.
Damon, you've been in plenty this time of year over the years. We've always, after having you on the radio, we get a wink. Hey, guys, we're good. I got a real good feeling. As we head towards this tournament, any chance to make a run?
Well, you know, we're going to take the guys to the Rockies game on Sunday, and we're going to do a team building thing on Monday, and we're going to have a lot of fun with it, because, unfortunately, with this team,
it'd be an uphill battle.
This team's just squirrely enough to maybe do something. So as one of my – Blake Cover, who's finishing up before he goes to med school, goes, you know what, Coach, these guys are just squirrely enough to make a run on this, so you have to hang out with them for that many more days. So You know what? Anything's possible. You just got to get into it. And Mike Loesky's going to go game number one, who pitched very well against Highlands two times. And we have such a familiarity with Highlands. I mean, at some point, our numbers got to come up to beat them. And so if you can win that first one, then you never know what can happen from there.
Big changes coming. Are you the young kids? I mean, we got it. I mean, is this roster going to overturn?
Yes. Okay. Yes. Yep. We're making some changes. We're going to bring in some fresh faces. We're going to do some things. We will not just hope to get better next year. We are going to do whatever we got. We got, I think, over three-fourths of our roster or half our roster is going off to play summer ball. Some of our young bucks aren't going off to play summer ball because they probably just need to stay home and get rested and get ready to go for the fall. But there is a definite – no one is more – the thing that I'm probably most proud of with this team is no one's more upset and no one's more disheartened than they are. It's not like I have to remind them that we're bad. That we've had a rough year.
And speaking of disheartening, before we let you go, Trent Richardson and Brandon Whedon, are you happy with your Browns draft?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's awesome to go get a 29-year-old rookie. I mean, this is the Jim Morris story, isn't it? I mean, only the Browns draft a 29-year-old rookie who's going to fall apart by 33. So great job.
You got better than McCoy.
You know how great this is.
What does that mean? What did you just say? He's better than McCoy.
Here's how great this is. Rivals, who you loved, just put up the star ranking when these kids were going into college. What each kid has as a star ranking. And there was everybody in the first round, they did it. You know, Richardson was a five-star, and he was like the number two running back or one running back in the country. Brandon Whedon, our system had not yet begun when he was in high school, is what it said. Damon.
Yeah. God bless the Browns. I mean,
roll.
I mean, mediocrity is awesome.
We got to take care of you, man. We've just got to take care of you. Have a fun 11 days. Let's get some wins.
We're
going
to go out there and roll them out and do some things. I noticed one thing. Now when I call steals or hit and runs, you don't worry about the outcome as much. you can be a lot more aggressive.
Oh, that's our Loper Link with Damon Day.
When they called me and asked me, like, do you want to do Loper Link? I'm like, I'm warning you. I'm in a mood.
I learned a lot today, by the way. Uh-huh. Some other things going on with the Lopers. UNK Track has the RMAC Outdoors this weekend in beautiful Gunnison, Colorado. The UNK men's golf team was selected Friday to play in the NCAA Super Regional for the eighth time in school history. The event is hosted at the Wigwam Resort, the same venue the RMAC Spring Championships were a few weeks ago out in Arizona, and they tee that up on Monday. The UNK men's and women's tennis teams have both qualified for the Sweet 16. But it's going to be very, very tough out there just because of the perceived, and maybe it's not perceived, the level of tennis in the RMAC. The men have to play the number two team in the country, and there's only 16 teams, so the number two team in the country, West Florida, they're the Argonauts. They have won the national championship in 04 and 05, so none of those kids are around anymore. And the women will play number one ranked BYU Hawaii. And since 1999, that's 13 years, Daddy. They've been in the finals 13 years. They've won the national title 10 times. They were the runner-up 3 times. Both teams play May 16th in Louisville, Kentucky. So that's what's going on there. And let's see, did I miss anything else for Loper News? I hope not. We talked about already the banquet last night and had Stephen Gooden on. And that is our Loper Link brought to you by Charter West National Bank. Call Russ Smith. They offer all types of loans from new construction, home, commercial, and for the seniors, the reverse mortgage loan. You have the reasons they have the loans. And by Garrett Tire Tread and Appliance, they'll take care of you. No more flats or downtime with their foam-filled industrial tires. Garrett Tires and Tread. Check them out online at GarrettTire.net. We're back with more. Bill Carlin from Adams Central will join us. And we'll find out how long Daddy did prance around the Maypole yesterday right after this.
Yours has 100 ways to tell the mom in your life how much you love her. Get 100 blooms for mom plus a free vase for only $19.99. That's a great deal on a huge bouquet, but you must use this code to get it. Go to proflowers.com, click on the mic, and type in the code SCORE. Guaranteed to stay fresh at least one full week. Is there a new mom in your life? Visit proflowers.com, click on the microphone in the top right corner, and type in SCORE. That's proflowers.com, click on the microphone, and type in SCORE. Order now for Mother's Day. Offer expires midnight on Friday.
Napa know-how.
Get ready to take Napa to the cleaners. Stop into Napa and get Napa Max non-chlorinated brake cleaner on sale for just $1.99. Use it directly on pads and linings to remove the toughest grease, brake dust, and oil without leaving any residue. So make your brakes as clean as a... that would be a whistle. And visit your local Napa Auto Parts store. My conscience is very clean knowing I told you about this deal. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, product not available in all areas. State local restrictions may apply. Offer expires 5/31/12.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney know health insurance. As independent and authorized producers of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, independent licensees of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association, Rich Peters and Matt Myers will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. Their approach is simple. They listen. And will tailor a policy that'll work within your budget. When you need health insurance, just call Rich Peters and Matt Myers, your local Farm Bureau agents. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company. Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Airs of patchy fog are possible early on today, then partly sunny skies develop. A slight chance of scattered showers or storms late with a high in the upper 80s. Tonight, slight chance of showers and storms cooling back to a low of 56.
Right now, it's 75. Haze to rose, some stranger to you and me.
More Ash Rising stories here during the break. Daddy, how was the prancing around the Maypole yesterday?
Didn't do much prancing around. That was I was so enthralled with the Occupy wherever, having protests and riots and spraying police cars. Because I didn't know if people got the day off on May Day. I was at an insurance meeting, that's why I was gone yesterday. And I was really strange to find out that, do those people work? Let's get together and go spray paint. You know, let's go break some windows and what is going on? No, there was no parading around anything for me for May Day. Did you have a good May Day? Did you get anything for the kids?
Yeah, sure. You bet.
Number one uncle.
Took care of that.
Well, good.
Are you?
No, I did not.
Loser. What'd you get your dog?
I didn't.
No,
they get treats every day, but I didn't get anything special.
All right. Anyway, wow. Yikes. Let's give away a pair of tickets to the Kearney American Legion barbecue and auction that's going on Friday night at Broadfoot Sand and Gravel. That gets underway at 6 o'clock. It's all for Kearney American Legion baseball, and it goes towards funding their programs for the upcoming year, towards all of the programs in Kearney Legion baseball. And it starts at 6 o'clock at Broadfoot Sand and Gravel, just south of Skeeter Barnes and the Vieira Event Center in Kearney. And A lot of the kids will be on hand. It's a family event. Bring the little kids out to get games for them. They've got items. They've got family passes. They've got all kinds of cool things. The schedules are out. The posters are out. So come on out Friday night for that. Caller number four right now at 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. If you haven't won anything on the show this week, here's your chance, 888-455-3776. Jeff will hook you up, caller number four, with those tickets. NBA playoffs last night, Daddy. The Bulls looked horrible against the 76ers. The Celtics make a big comeback to beat Atlanta. And Denver gave Lakers all they wanted, but Kobe Bryant's trying to put them on their back. So those were the three games last night.
Yeah, I got to see part of that Lakers game last night. It was those guys get up and down the floor there for stretches, and then I think they wear each other out and can't go anymore. But Bryant's one of those players. Those fadeaway off of 1 foot shots are becoming commonplace again. It's playoff time, and that's when he rises his game up.
NHL, 4 goals in the third period yesterday. New Jersey beats Philadelphia.
Come from behind.
So
you can't score. Then it's like the floodgates open.
Also, district soccer today for the Kearney Bearcat boys. Best of luck. They go for a district championship at Foster Field, 5 o'clock against Lincoln Southeast. And at Doan College, semifinals today. Hastings plays York. Crete takes on Grand Island Central Catholic. Also, GPAC softball tournament gets underway tomorrow. All the games begin at 2 o'clock at Smith Complex, and then the second round of games at 4. They'll continue Friday and Saturday. Northwestern, the number one seed regular season champs, plays Hastings in the first round. Morningside plays Dakota Wesleyan. Concordia against Dort, and Doan will be taking on Midland University. And did you hear what you were out yesterday? They're going to build the new horse racing track way out on the other side of Lincoln.
Well, they got that. You know, that's good news for the horse racing, at least with all the problems they've had, the legislation getting passed, and all the good things you thought. That's one positive.
John from Grand Island is the winner of our tickets. He's coming over for the Legion Baseball fundraiser, or else he has a buddy probably over here in Kearney. But one way or the other, John, thanks so much for being a part of the show. The Futures Draft last night, we had Skip Berry, the voice of the Storm, on earlier. And it sounds like the Storm got everything they wanted, and they made a trade. And let's remember, over the last 2 or 3 years with the changing of the guard, with the ownership and management and coaches, there have been a lot of those draft picks that have went out the door. The Storm did not have a first-round pick coming up in the bigger draft on May the 22nd, and they made a trade yesterday with Fargo to do that. Coach Howji.
We're in a spot right now. We didn't have any picks in the first round of the entry draft. In that draft, we're going to have guys that come in and help us this next upcoming season. And we were a little worried about being at number 35 with our first pick. So to be able to move up to number 8, it's huge for us. We're in a great spot to get a guy that come in, make an impact right away. And we got the guy that was number 1 on our board with the 7th selection in Kevin Kerr.
And Kevin Kerr, he is a defenseman that had 36 points in 33 games last year. These are all 15- and 16-year-old kids. It's like recruiting high school kids to play college football when they're sophomores and maybe juniors in high school. Coach Howji says he liked how everything went last night.
We're very excited. I mean, it went pretty much how we expected it to for the most part. We actually got guys that we had penciled in for earlier rounds later in the draft, so we felt like we got great value for where we got our guys, and you really can't script it much better than how it went for us.
Here in the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth, coming up, Bill Carlin, the head track coach, along with Sam Colvin. They take care of the boys and girls at Adams Central. The Loop Platte meet is in Loop City tomorrow, and we'll be chatting with him in just a moment. And folks, don't forget, today farmers who use hydrostatically powered T&L pivot irrigation systems are continuing to improve their land use and water application efficiency. I put it to you, Tony Davis, because I've noticed it on the road, going to the east, going to the north, going a little bit south here in the last week. I've been a little bit every place. I watch now when I drive by the fields to see who's got their T&L ready to go and who doesn't. And I have to say, T&L, I see a lot more than I used to, and I see a lot of them out there in the field, maybe just because I'm paying more attention. But T&L obviously is there for a reason.
Well, they're going up, and they're going up fast, and they can still put them up for you fast. Call your local T&L dealer today or get online and check them out as well.
TLIRR.com. All over the United States and 60 countries worldwide, right out of the world headquarters in Hastings. We're back to Hastings with Bill Carlin after this.
Hi, it's the Herd. Mother's Day's almost here, because moms deserve the best on that special day. Send her something. She'll love you for it. Of course she's a mom. She already loves you. She puts up with all your stuff. Don't settle for less. take my strong advice and send all the moms in your life a special bouquet from 1-800-Flowers.com. Right now, they have an incredible limited-time offer. Order a bouquet of 30 multicolored tulips for only $30, 20 bones off the regular price. But you have to order by Friday to lock in this deal. 30 tulips, $30. It's mom. Come on, step up to get 30 Mother's Day tulips for $30 or other special offers. Go to 1-800-Flowers.com. Click on the radio mic upper right side. Enter Colin. That's 1-800-Flowers.com. Enter Colin. Or call 1-800-Flowers and mention my name. Come on, Mom's Day is almost here. Step up. She deserves it.
Sunday Night Baseball on ESPN Radio. The Phillies came into 2012 as one of the favorites to win it all.
Deep left center field, and he has hit it out. Jimmy Rollins homers.
But they've struggled early and now head to D.C. to face the Nationals.
Jason Worth.
It's the Phillies at Nationals, Sunday night at 7 on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Areas of patchy fog are possible early on today, then partly sunny skies develop. A slight chance of scattered showers or storms late with a high in the upper 80s. Tonight, slight chance of showers and storms cooling back to a low of 56.
Right now, it's 75.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, and the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth. And like everything in life, opportunities come and go. And at the Midway dealerships, they grab every opportunity that knocks at their door and makes them available for you. No matter where you're coming from in the listening area, you're looking for the best of the best on used models and want a hassle-free price to go along with it. You've come to the right place. You can browse through Midway's specials online at thinkmidway.com, and they assure you that the discounts, rebates, and offers will help you decide which vehicle is right for you. The Midway Auto Group provides a selection of featured used vehicles representing popular cars, trucks, and SUVs at hassle-free prices. Whether you're in the mood or in the market for a pre-owned or brand-new vehicle, be sure that you get it from the Midway Auto Dealership, Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, located on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. There are what?
No, I'm good.
Oh.
I was just thinking about
tomorrow on the show, Indiana baseball coach Tracy Smith. Also Joe Drape from the New York Times, best-selling author, also a big-time horse handicapper, picked Animal Kingdom last year. Gino Bucola of the TVG Network and Steve Anderson from Fauner Park Friday, plus Brian Munson with our Husker recruiting update on Friday's show, all coming up here on the rest of the week, and who knows what else we might pop in there.
Yeah, we have not forgot about the Kentucky Derby, but without the draw, which will go on this afternoon, you know, post positions and whatnot, there'll be more time.
There are some interesting stories. Bob Baffert nearly died, so there's going to be he was over in Dubai, had a major heart attack. You got a 71-year-old. There's always somebody that's been trying to get into the game their whole life and finally has a horse entered. There's always some good stories for this. Always now full field of 20.
Right. The Omaha World Herald's got one. A horse was bought for $21,000, entered in the race. So a lot of storylines, and we'll bring you more to that on Thursday and Friday.
Well, the Loop Platte Conference track meet will be held at Loop City tomorrow, and it should be a pretty tight race in both the boys and girls. Adams Central head track coach Bill Carlin joins us here this morning on the Doug and Daddy Show to give us a preview. And, Coach, good morning. Sounds like Adams Central should be right there in the team race, if not the favorites, in both the boys and girls.
Well, I think our boys got a real good shot. I think our girls are down a little bit this year, but, they'll give everything they got, and we hope to be in the mix at the end, but they're fighting a few injuries and some short numbers, so I think our girls will be down a little bit. I think our boys are going to be in the mix anyway, and at least hopefully in the top three or four.
Well, let's get to some exciting news for the program, because one of those young men that's doing some good things signed with Nebraska, Christian Hodson, signing his letter of intent earlier this week. Talk about just getting a chance to follow his sister and what he's meant to the team.
Christian's just had a real good career with us here. He's just gotten better and better as he's matured and gotten bigger and stronger. He's you know, about 6'6", and got long arms. And so for the discus, he's got a great build, and I think he's just going to improve. He's got a lot of upside to him with ability to put on some strength in the weight room. And so I think that's what they're looking at, not where he is right now, but where he can get to in 2 or 3 years.
Of course, he's got the school record of the discus, did well over in Grand Island a week ago. And when you move on to college, Bill, in the weights, there's some events that you cannot compete in high school. So how does a kid make that kind of transition? And does he throw a little bit of the hammer and weight throws when he's at high school or when he's in the off season?
No, he hasn't yet. You know, like you said, his sister Jade competes for Nebraska. So last year when school got out, he went down and actually worked out a little bit with the Husker weight kids. And so I think he kind of got acclimated a little bit to some of those things. But for the most part, he's just been throwing the discus right now and focusing on where he's at.
Bill Carlin joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, head track coach at Adams Central. Talk about some of the other boys' events you expect to be strong in tomorrow.
Well, I think, you know, with our conference is really tough in a lot of different areas. But in the sprints, Ashton Labar here at Adams Central and Jordan Slough from Donovan Trumbull and Owen Mendick, when they ran at Central Nebraska last year in the last week in the 100, there was 0.02 of a second separating those three kids. So AccuTrack definitely came into play that day. We think there'll be some exciting races with those three kids involved. Our distance group, I think you got to start with Dylan Eccles at Gibbon. He's just been outstanding and is just a tremendous half-miler, miler, two-miler, wherever they decide to put him. I think they'll probably have him in all three distance races and probably run on the 4x800 also, so they'll try to get everything they can out of him. Andy Fields at Ord and Dakota Erpeling at Wood River are both outstanding distance kids also, so those guys there will really set the pace and make our distance races really good. In the throws, obviously Christian is a good discus thrower, but he'll have good competition from the Boardman kid from Ravenna. Chris Savoda at St. Paul is a state qualifier from them last year, and he's a good discus thrower and shot putter. Clayton Lang at Ord has been over 52 feet in the shot put, so he's the guy everybody's chasing there. And then we hope Kyle Cutterford and Nate Heinrichs from Adams Central can throw their hats in the ring and maybe get some points for us there. If you go in the jumps, you know, you got the Lambrecht boy from Loop City, the Detlef kid from St. Paul, Grant Ostrander and Ryan Bruner from Adams Central in the long and triple that are just all out there, over 40 foot in the triple and over 20 feet in the long. So there's a lot of good athletes that ought to be. The boys' side should be very exciting. I think Ord's probably on paper got the most points, but we're not too far behind them. St. Paul and Gibbon got outstanding individuals, and so I think, you know, that it'll be a tight race.
Bill, how much has the weather helped? I mean, can you see a noticeable difference in distances and times at this point in the season than you've seen from the past?
I think especially early in the year we did, where we were able to get out and do some things outside, maybe start some of our interval training a little earlier than some years. But, yes, it's been a great spring for us. We've had good weather for meet days. You know, last Friday we got rained out at Ord, but that was one of the rare exceptions of a bad day this spring. So we've had good workout weather that I think has helped the spirit of the kids, and everybody's competing at a high level, and the times are really showing it.
We're talking with Bill Carlin here on the Doug and Daddy Show from Adams Central. The Lou Platt Conference track meet is set for tomorrow at Loop City. Sam takes care of all the girls' events, but I know you know a lot about what's going on over there. Where are some of the strong events for the Lady Patriots?
Well, I think, you know, our jumps is one of our strengths. Sarah Allen's one of our best jumpers in the long and triple. She's kind of fighting a little bit of inflammation on her knee, and we're not sure if she'll actually compete tomorrow. We're hoping we have her because she's a very big cog for our girls. Emma Miller is a good long triple jumper, high hurdler, 300 hurdler for us. So those two is where we start, and then our shot putters, Georgie Johnson and Megan Boatman, are both among the leaders, so we hope to get points out of them. And then kind of hit down to some of our distance girls with Braille DeBusk and Emily Boniface. But I think the girls' side of the conference is probably Ord's and Kearney Catholics, and Wood River are probably the team everybody's chasing.
Bill Carlin with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show as we head towards the home stretch. Your district's right around the corner. A change was made just a couple of years ago to get the conference meet off Saturday and move it to Thursday. Do you like where the conference meet is at now in comparison to where you are to get ready for districts in the postseason?
Well, I do. The thing I didn't like about the Saturday meet was if it had bad weather, we had no place to move it to with districts the following Thursday. This way, if we would hit a bad day on a Thursday, we could always go on Friday or Saturday and still get the meet in, which I think is necessary. I do like that aspect of it. It gives us a whole week after conference is over to kind of focus in on districts and get our kids qualified if we can. And so I guess I like it. I like it on Thursday compared to Saturday, and gives our kids an opportunity to compete. If we have bad weather, we get a makeup day.
And, of course, everybody shoots towards district. Give me a little preview of what you've got in your district coming up next week.
We got a dogfight. We got, I think, probably the top Class B district in the state. We have everything from Cozad to York down the interstate and go up as high as Broken Bow and down with Holdridge and Minden and throw in the Grand Island and the Auroras and, the Lexingtons. And it's not for the weak, that's for sure. If you pull out the state leaders, you can find probably half of that page is filled in our district. So it's just going to be a real tussle for us. We know that it's been that way for years. Usually anybody that comes out of that district and gets to Omaha comes home with a medal. It's just that tough. But it'll be a real challenge. It's always a challenge for a school our size to just get kids qualified. And we don't even worry about the team title. We know we really realistically don't compete for it very often. Our goal is to get as many kids and relay teams down to Omaha that we can get.
Last minute here with Bill Carlin, track coach at Adams Central. I want to ask you maybe a non-track question here. Since we last talked, the Shrine Bowl rosters came out. Kyle makes that team. Give me a little preview of what he'll bring to the Shrine game.
Kyle's gotten just a little bit bigger since football season. He's playing. He'll probably play around 2'5 or 2'10. I think they'll use him at fullback and or linebacker. He's the total package. He's a great kid. He's been accepted to the Naval Academy. I think he's the only kid in the history of Adams Central that I know of in my 30 plus years here that has been to a military academy. And so for him to get in there, it's a great honor for him and his family. To get to the Shrine Bowl is a great honor. He's got a 32 or 33 on his ACT. He's the total package, so he's a great kid. It's a great honor for him and his family.
And finally, Bill, obviously the big story this week in the area has been what's going on over at Ravenna. I know you're not going to be able to specifically comment on their situation, but how hard is it, especially for Adams Central? You guys have to worry about making sure the right kids come in and sign all that paperwork. Just your thoughts on how big of a process that is when you have to worry about things like that.
You really hope your office, your administration takes care of a lot of that for you. We have to mark down kids that transfer and stuff when we enter our rosters, and then you just got to make sure they're living where they say they are. With option kids anymore, that's kind of the tough part, because there's so many kids coming from split families, and one's living with mom or dad, and when they change from one to the other, it changes their residence and all that's required to be in a certain place to participate. And if not, you need to sit out the 90 days or the semester to become eligible. And so, it's a tough thing for a coach to follow up on, because you don't see where these kids drive in from every day. When they get in their car and come into your school, you just think, well, he's at school today. And so it's a hard thing. I know that knowing the people at Ravenna, nothing was done purposely to try to gain an advantage. I'm sure they tried to do everything they could to stay above the board. It just didn't work out.
Well, Coach, appreciate your thoughts on a variety of subjects. We wish your track team the best of luck, not only tomorrow, but at districts next week, and we'll see you guys at state.
Okay, thanks a lot, Doug.
You bet, Coach. Coach Carlin and the crew heading up to Loup City tomorrow, also the conference golf meet tomorrow. A lot of that action going on tomorrow. Our guest brought to you and taken care of by our friends at BK. If it's a warm day, how about a real fruit smoothie or a frappe?
Have you had a frappe?
No. Perfect drink to keep you... I'll take a smoothie, though. Perfect drink to keep you going all day long. Real fruit, low-fat yogurt, made fresh to order in the kitchen at their two locations in Kearney, also Lexington, Cozad, and North Platte. Daddy, the poll question yesterday on our ESPN Hy-Vee Rewards Fan Club, what do you make of the Rajon Rondo suspension for one game?
Just right, too harsh, too lenient?
Probably just right. When the chest bump, you had to do something, even if he did trip. He doesn't have a pass. One game was plenty.
62%
for the Celtics, they won.
Yeah, 62% said just right. 31% said too lenient. 8% said too harsh. So there you go. Which player will have a better Major League Baseball career on the Washington Nationals, Bryce Harper, Steven Strasburg?
Those are two pretty good prospects.
Well, Harper whiffed at a slow-pitch softball the other day in front of the Washington Monument. Strasburg's already had Tommy John surgery.
Yeah, say Harper's probably got upside with the arm injury already.
Go Harper. Strasburg's already there, but I'm going to go Harper. Vote today at ESPNSuperStation.com. Anything else today, Daddy? Let's get on out of here.
Sounds good.
Everything
yeah,
okay?
Kentucky Derby talk.
You're fired up for that. Tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show, we will talk with Joe Drake from the New York Times. Also tomorrow, we'll be catching up with the head coach at Indiana as they get ready to take on the Huskers and Tracy Smith. Also, we are expected to be joined by Connor Veronica, who made his decision about Doan. And obviously, we have to ask him about the tough week that is, and he'll be up at conference track tomorrow, so we'll be talking with him. We want to thank the folks that joined us today. Loper Link, Damon Day, UNK baseball coach, Stephen Gooden, signing the free agent contract with the New York Giants, and also Adams Central track coach, Bill Carlin.
We'll see you tomorrow. Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 on your AM dial in Kearney, 1550 in Hastings. Bye for now.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.
Hey.